Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning to you, and welcome also the Tantalk Radio Network in the Tampa Bay area on WTAN 1340 and 1350 WDCF, as well as the Tantalk WZHR 1400 AM on your dial. We have everything exciting here in this second hour that includes the Republic Broadcasting Network listeners, as well as the Tantalk Radio Network listeners. And we have a special for the people in the Tantalk area, and that is happening tonight in Clearwater. It's the New Hope for Heroes Super Concert Series. It's going to be at the Capitol Theater in downtown Clearwater, and Transformation, it's called, by E. Lawrence Bakes, Trans-Formation. It's the motivational music concert of the year, and it's on track honoring our veterans and fallen heroes and charming its way through Florida and the USA. It's powerful, it's passionate, it's transforming, and come and feel the excitement. You can register for free tickets, folks, so listen to this website and find out more. NewHopeCampaign.org. That's NewHopeCampaign.org, and you can get free tickets tonight for that particular show. There will be a goodwill offering, a donation to help the veterans and all of our people in that area. They're proud to bring it, and with an amazing thank you show to the veterans and the families of our USA's fallen heroes. So join us to say thank you to our patriots in a big way. New Hope for Heroes concert, and it's going to be all over the country. It's starting right here in Clearwater at the Capitol Theater. New Hope for Heroes Super Concert Series. And once again, and finally, I'll say it's newhopecampaign.org. for getting your tickets, and then you can contact them as well. So we are going to have in our third hour today a very special guest who is Bob Calvert, and he is going to be talking about heroes, and that's what his website is, talkingwithheroes.com, and we're going to be sharing about that. But this hour is very important because we are going to be talking about the Islamization of America. And Dr. Bill Urban is with us. He is a PhD, and he has done great research on this, and he is a college professor in two colleges in the Tampa Bay area here. And his first message that I have on my podcast, if you go to the podcast, you can find them, The Islamic Threat to America, The Evil Within. And we're talking about the evil within and the enemies within. Just like we talked with Trevor Loudon this week about the enemies within and the communist regime in the United States already, and he's going to talk about the Islam. He talked about the Islamic evil within. His second one in July 17th in my podcast, you can pick up, is The Islamic Threat to America, Know Thy Enemy. And, of course, that is an important military warfare thought, know your enemy. Well, today we're talking with Dr. Bill Urban on the topic, The March to World Domination. Dr. Bill Urban, welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right.
Good morning, Glenn, and thank you for having me back.
It's a joy to be with you, and we're going to talk about the continuing story of the Islamic supremacists and the civilization jihad. And this is really, as we're going to talk about this March to World Domination, as we go through this, this is really from their point of view, in a sense, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so
we need to listen to what they're saying and what they're communicating to the world.
Exactly. And they have a 20-year strategy plan. Give us a summary of that. It started back in 2001, and it's supposedly going through 2020.
That's right. Back on July 9th, 2005, Ayman al-Awazari wrote a letter to Abu Musab. They were two high officials in al-Qaeda, outlining this 20-year strategic plan for world dominance. It started back in 2001 with the awakening, and that was the bold attacks on the United States, World Trade Tower, our Pentagon, and also the fourth plane that went down in Pennsylvania. So from that first three-year phase, as he described, all the way to 2020, he broke this down into three-year plans. Now, remember, he wrote this back in 2005. Okay. So the second three-year segment, 2003 to 2006, was the center of the time frame in which he wrote this letter. And that was the opening of eyes, a movement towards global recognition by Al-Qaeda. The third one has to do with 2007 through 2010, the rising and standing up. And this was terrorist destabilization of Western-friendly Muslim regimes throughout North Africa and the Middle East. Now, remember, he's projecting ahead of time. The fourth three-year phase was the toppling of Western-friendly Islamic regimes, 2010 to 2013. And then finally, we move into the formation of a New World Order, 2013 through 16. Every one of these three-year projections have been right on target.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because the fact is he wrote this in 2004 or 5, and so most of this is prophetic goal and plans on their part, or predictions that they, what they want to do in the 20-year strategy to for world dominance. And the one of toppling the Western-friendly Islamic regimes of Egypt and Jordan and Turkey and other Islamic states from 2010 to 2013 came through the Arab Spring affairs, as folks could remember that in our recent past here. Now, the formation of a new world order, that's the portion we're in right now between 2013 and 2016, based on the third Islamic caliphate. Define the word caliphate for our good listeners.
This would be the third caliphate. Each caliphate in the past has been preceded by a jihad. The first caliphate, the second caliphate, and now this one. The jihad for the third caliphate probably began around 1980. It continues today and certainly has gotten a lot of recognition in terms of the violent attacks by ISIS. Mm-hmm. And so we have the third caliphate in its formation. In fact, about 4 weeks ago, ISIS formally announced that they were going to be forming the first phase of that caliphate, including all the countries from India to Morocco and in Africa all the way down to the Congo and up into southern Europe.
So the jihad is the protest, whether it's military or physical, and the caliphate is their world power government control with the Islamic State here that comes from the Middle East and North Africa and beyond then, right?
That's correct.
Okay, then we go from the 2013 to 2016. Their next plan is 2016 to 2020, and what do we call that?
Well, that's global confrontation, mm-hmm. and that's in which the Islamist supremacist will be starting to confront the governments in Europe and America with the idea of essentially taking us down. One of the things that's interesting about the strategy of Islamic settlemental supremacists is the fact that they view their, what they consider the homeland, the Middle East and North Africa, as simply being occupied area. They don't recognize these countries by boundaries. They simply look at people that they want to unite.
Well, we're here with Dr. Bill Urban, and we're talking about the 20-year strategy plan for world domination. We're going to go into the Islamic supremacists, the terrorist nations, international Islamic terrorist organizations, and the timeline of the third jihad against American interests. Stay with us on the Glenn Papp Show, Riding the Right with Dr. Bill Urban, right after this.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Glenn Paff Show, Writing the Right, with my special guest, Dr. Bill Urban, professor and a man of Islamic research. He has been on 3 times now. He's been on 516 and 717 and now on 821 with part 1, part 2, and part 3, respectively, of the Islamic threat to America, the march to world domination. And we're talking about the 20-year strategy plan that is coming to fruition, unbelievably so, in our country here. The awakening in the 9/11 debacle in 2001, the opening of the eyes of the transforming of Al-Qaeda in the global movement from 2003 to 2006, the arising and standing up, the terrorist destabilization of Western-friendly Muslim regimes, 2007-10, and then 2010-13, the Arab Spring, the toppling of the Western-friendly Islamic regimes of Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, and other Islamic states. And then 2013 through 2016, where we are today, the formation of a new world order, the third Islamic caliphate, or governmental control through Islam, a world power operating from the Middle East, North Africa, and beyond. And then 2016 to 2020, we touched briefly before the break, global confrontation between Islam and Western cultures. And then in 2020, for Islam, a decisive global victory is their final power. Well, that's the 20-year thing. Let's talk about a little bit about, for our good listeners who missed parts 1 and 2, and by the way, you can get those parts 1 and 2, those broadcasts that we've had on the Glenn Paff Show, Writing the Right, when you go to the writingtheright.com website and go to podcasts. And 516 was part 1, the evil within, and 717, part 2, know the enemy. And today on 821 is the third one as we look at the march to world domination. Dr. Bill, talk about the history of Muslim Brotherhood. Kind of give us a synopsis in just about 2 minutes or so, looking at their creed, their strategy, and their phases 1 through 5.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood was founded back in 1928 by Hassan Alban Biani. Mm-hmm. And with the idea of world domination. And it was he claimed it was the nature of Islam to dominate and not be dominated, and to impose all their laws. You see, Islamic supremacists believe it's the power of the state to sponsor and impose an Islamic religious code called Sharia on all the citizens. Mm-hmm. This is not just a religion, it's a religious code that covers all aspects of government, society, culture, business, finance, and yes, worship. And so they do not believe there's any separation in church and state. They tolerate no freedom of thought, no freedom of press, and no freedom of religion. Their code is Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying for the way of Allah is our highest hope. They have three different approaches to spreading Islamization and dominance around the world. As I mentioned briefly before the break, one would be the liberation, as they see it, of people who are under suppression in countries in the Middle East and North Africa that are dominated by Western influence. And so they plan to use violent approaches for the liberation of those people. Second approach would be their plan to take over Europe, and that's by preaching an ideology and with a cultural movement in which they simply plan to outbreed Europeans. Domestic studies right now indicate that by 2040, France will be an Islamic nation. In other words, 50% of the population in France will be Islamic. By 2050, Germany will be Islamic. And then the United States, they will take us down from within by penetrating our government. And that's what we've discovered from 9/11 on, as we've done research. And they have a very detailed program in which they call the project a strategic plan for America. This was written on May 22nd, 1991. And about the same time was another five-phase plan in 1991 on how they really could take down any country in the world from within through each one of these five phases. As I said, five phases, seizing the power to establish an Islamic nation, mm-hmm. is phase five, and we're between phase four and phase five right now.
So phase one was a discreet and secret establishment of leadership. Phase two, the gradual appearance of stealth jihad organizations, as you mentioned in your notes. Phase three, the escalation prior to conflict and confrontation utilizing mass media. Phase four, open public confrontation of U.S. government with preparation and training, including weapons. That's going on. And then phase five, seizing power to establish Islamic nation in America. So not only is the 20-year plan coming about, but the phases have already come about in almost four of those completed.
Yes, that's correct. You mentioned phase one, the discreet and secret establishment of leadership. Back in 1963, the Muslim Brotherhood established this very innocuous group called the Muslim Student Association at the University of Illinois, and that has been the parent organization they have used to found all other organizations here in the United States, more than 200 now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hundreds of them, chapters at universities across America. And we find in some of the summary of what's happening, the Muslim Brotherhood now operates in more than 100 countries as well as here in the United States. So it's a very, very severe attack and a great strategy that's coming to fruition here. And we've got to take this to heart here as we continue. Well, Islamic supremacists is the second big feature that you wanted to talk about, the march to world domination. We have about a minute or so to just introduce this to our good listeners, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Doc?
Very good. As I mentioned, the Islamic supremacists believe in the power of the state, and this is to implement an Islamic religious code. There's a parallel between Nazism, communism, and Islamic supremacists. They all believe in the fact that they will use whatever means they can to pervert the meaning of words, cloud a sense of moral clarity, and destroy the soul. They believe that the government has a right and a privilege in controlling people's lives and their property, and will have a structure that will allow them to completely carry out this control of their lives.
You know, the Islam's it's not truly a religion for these Islamic, the Islamization of America, these extremists in the Islam faith, but they're using that faith and trying to bring about what they call Islamic religious code, known as the Sharia, even in our country, to substitute for the U.S. or to usurp the U.S. Constitution and use Sharia law, don't they?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what we have here is that the government is a church state with the Islamic regime. It contemplates no separation of the church and state, and it tolerates no freedom of thought, no freedom of press, no freedom of religion as we would know it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more on the second half of our hour here with Dr. Bill Urban. He is one who has studied extremely effectively about this and has had lectures and seminars throughout our area here for those who are interested. And the U.S., they call us as the great Satan and the killers of the people in the Far East countries of Vietnam and Korea and Japan, the killers of the people in the Southern America and the Middle America. The USA is the killers of the people in the Middle East. And the Islamic people all over the Islamic countries are with the Iranians in their quest for domination. So the people in places like Saudi Arabia and Dubai and the Arabian Peninsula are sharing with the rest of the Muslim peoples their will in establishing the Islamic government of the whole universe. And they are looking ahead to this third jihad and caliphate. And we're going to have Dr. Bill Urban for the next half hour as well, talking about this important strategy, the march to world domination by the Islamization of America and the Islamic threat to America. We'll be back after these important messages.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I was recently told that if people truly believe in what they are doing, they would not hesitate to ask for help, and I truly concur. United We Stand was the motto of the 13 colonies. It must be ours today, my friend. We must become a church united to see the restoration of America, to once again be a shining city on a hill, a beacon to guide the world. We must believe the impossible and embrace to challenge. What if David had cowered when Goliath challenged? What if Esther had refused her destiny? What if Samson had believed his indiscretions could halt the mighty power of God? What if Ronald Reagan had listened to his advisors and not uttered those now famous words, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down these walls"? What happens if we refuse our moment to win? Patrick Henry cried out to his fellows with these now famous words, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Like Patrick, it is time for us to become the patriots God has ordained us to be. The days of sitting on the sidelines waiting for others to stand have passed. It's our time, our calling, our glorious blessing to be chosen for such a time as this. We must unite to take back our nation. We must begin the quest of reclaiming our nation. If Satan can usurp what isn't his, then we can, as God's army, take back what God has given. Pastors, you have the opportunity to be the Black Robe Regiment of our day. Lead your flocks instead of sending your flocks. Embrace the moment. If you, the Christians of America, called by God, desire to be part of this effort to reclaim our heritage, contact us at The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, and let us know you desire to be a part of this united effort. We will begin the process of connecting the dots. With the aid of divine providence, we will prevail. Stand with The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, in prayer, in participation, in sponsorship, in monetary help and encouragement. Your generosity has paved the way to this point. Please help us again. Any gift would be welcomed. Prayers and encouragement will be a blessing. I believe in this mission, and I hope you will partner with us in reclaiming America. God bless you, and thank you for all you have done and what you will do in the future. For more, go to writingtheright.com. That's R-I-G-H-T, writingtheright.com. Thank you. My life verse is 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of our instruction is love out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. My friend, God bless you. Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
Yes, we were made to be courageous, and we are here talking about this. We know that Islam does not like what we're talking about today. We know that this could be a threat to us, but we're going to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth today on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, with Dr. Bill Urban. He's talked about the evil within, the Islamic threat to America, and knowing your enemy, and that was another topic. And we're talking about today the march to world domination of the Islamic supremacists. And Dr. Bill Urban, we're starting to talk about the Islamic supremacists now, and there's an ideology of Islamic supremacists, Nazism and communism, and how they relate. Share your thoughts on that.
Well, any governmental form that wants to tolerate and control the lives of its people brings these ideas together. Islamic supremacists have kind of improved what Nazis and communists have done in the past. They have put a religious element into it. You might say it's communism with a god. And they hide behind this image of a religion and therefore continue to proclaim religion as their bulwark and also use it as an excuse to protect themselves. That's part of the problem with knowing thy enemy. If you have to attack communism as simply a government structure, you go after it. If you have to attack Nazism as a war machine, you go after it. But in the case of Islam, it's the people who believe in the supremacists of Islam that are planning to take us down. It's not a radical movement. It's the fact that they are true believers of the movement. Any religion has pretenders and believers, and these are the people who believe in exactly what was set forth by Muhammad in the Quran and the book of Harith. So we have a situation tying our last discussion and to the current one, the march on world dominance, in understanding the enemy. It was written by the Chinese war leader in his Art of War, that it is said, if you know your enemies and know yourself, you will win 100 battles. If you don't know your enemies but know yourself, you will win one, lose one. But if you don't know your enemies and don't know yourself, that's where we are right now.
That's right.
We will be imperiled and we will lose every single battle. And that's why we have lost all the battles in the Clinton administration, George W. Bush administration, and the Obama administration.
Right. Sun Tzu, The Art of War, that you quoted from, is relevant to today as well. And it's all about the supremacy of Islam, the complete control of our lives, perverting the meaning of the words, clouding our sense of moral clarity, and destroying the soul, as you mentioned here, concerning that. And so there is a tremendous lesson here, a tremendous lesson that you bring out. The most important elements of intelligence has to be understanding the mindset and intention of this enemy. And victory can't come without understanding who you're fighting. And it's a different war. The war on terror is a different war. There is no one place that we can go. But there are definitely understandings that we can make about what Islam is doing, that, like the 20-year plan, like the project, like the purposes, like the strategies that you bring out. I want you to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, because they've infiltrated the White House, they've infiltrated the czars, and it's a great, influential, powerful group. It's really, I think, the core group that you mentioned. So let's talk about the Muslim Brotherhood at this time.
Thank you, Glenn. Yes, it's the most powerful, influential group in the Muslim world right now. They control a lot of governments throughout the Middle East and North Africa. They have people working in Western governments in Europe and in the United States. We didn't realize how strong they were until on 9/11 we discovered with this meeting over on K Street at Grover Norquist's group, Americans for Tax Reform, exactly what was going on behind the scenes here in the United States. As they were penetrating the Clinton administration in 1993, 1998, that we found out that the Muslim Brotherhood laid out a two-year plan to penetrate the Republican Party, and yes, they held even higher positions in the George W. Bush administration, and now they are in all senior offices in the Obama administration, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security, the senior advisor on the Advisory Council to Homeland Security. He's an advisor to Hamas. He wears two hats.
That's right. And just this week over in Ferguson, ISIS said, "We are here," as an example, and they're setting up organizations throughout our country, not only in the administrative positions that you just mentioned, but also in the grassroots areas to help these people protest the injustices that they claim have occurred in the Ferguson riots and debacle there. So ISIS is here and is active and is very present. So they're making it known, and the public, the media, it doesn't seem to bother them at this point. They're not responding. They haven't responded to the czars in Obama's administration, because every time that we would respond to it, they label us the racists in the issue. And so they're constantly taking a foothold, both in the administration offices, in the Congress as well, and in the grassroots, as we just see from Ferguson. So the Muslim Brotherhood, they're the uniting group of all of these. And their strategies were to spread Islam and establish the caliphate in the Middle East and Africa, then in Europe, and then the United States and the Western Hemisphere, as you said. Now, the Brotherhood does not view the Middle East and the countries of Africa as being individual countries, do they?
No, they do not. They believe that Western powers have taken over this land area, created artificial boundaries and named different countries for their own advantage, and that really these people are simply Muslims that are enslaved. And so their idea in the Middle East is to any tactic, including violence, that they will free or liberate these people. And that's what ISIS has now announced as the first phase in this third caliphate, going from India and China on the east all the way to Morocco. They plan to take over the Iberian Peninsula again, that being Spain and Portugal, and then march on the rest of Europe. I do believe that you can build a case that probably the Roman Catholic Church is too strong in Poland and Portugal for them to succeed. And yet if they once gained control of all of Europe, who say that they won't simply take down those last strongholds?
Well, just this week we learned that with ISIS attacking Mosul and others, on that on the mountain there and trying to do that, and then we tried to do some bombing to push them back. That they ISIS already on their western side where Syria is, they've already removed the border and they're already considering themselves typical Islamic as borderless between Syria and northwestern Iraq. And so, just like you said, their goal is to make them all part of one group or one state, if you will, or stateless, if you will, is happening this week in the headlines. There is no border between Syria and Iraq anymore in this respect. So here we are, right in the middle of this, and it's happening as we speak, this news, this hot news of today. And then they're going to go into Europe, as you mentioned, and to utilize their multiculturalism to ultimately turn Islam into the main force on the continent, including Great Britain. We're seeing Sharia law starting to be implemented and usurping the kind of law that is in the European countries, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Two things that quickly, facts that back up two things that you just mentioned. You were talking about ISIS being here in the United States already, as illustrated in photographs of the White House with the Islamic flag flying over it, and also in Ferguson. But the FBI knows of at least 35 no-go zones throughout the United States that are training centers for Islamists who get out of prison here in the United States. No-go zone is a place that is so heavily fortified and armed that the local police are afraid to go in there. So that's in existence. What's the FBI doing about it? What are, is our government doing about it? Nothing. It's simply allowing them to... we know where these places are. They have city limit signs. Islamaburg, Mohammedburg are just two of the examples. You mentioned ISIS and the lack of a border, or the fact that they have declared there is no border between Syria and Iraq. Well, they've declared their capital, the Syrian city of Raqqa, R-A-Q-Q-A, is their capital now.
It's taken
the city over.
It's happening right before our eyes, folks. We need to understand it. We need to not only be informed, but instructed, and then move to action, inspired to action. We're going to talk about that in the second, in the final time with Dr. Bill Urban on this subject, the Islamization of America, the threat to America, right after this.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. I've coined the phrase righting the right to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I stands for integrity, the G for godliness, and now the H. The H stands for honor. Patriotism is expressing gratitude for our country. This begins by honoring our forefathers who fought for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Through blood, sweat, and tears, we have what we have. Our freedom is unprecedented. Our opportunities are unprecedented. It's everyone's patriotic duty to honor. I stand in awe that I was born in this country. Most of us will not have to sacrifice what our forefathers did to free us. We must not only take an honorable stand, my friend, but we must also make a respectful charge to reform America with integrity and moral character. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With honor, let's keep righting the right.
Americans are fed up. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Americans have had enough of politics as usual in Washington, D.C. NBC News senior political editor Mark Murray writes, two words sum up the mood of the nation. Fed up. 6 in 10 Americans are dissatisfied with the state of the U.S. economy, and more than 70% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. In less than 3 months, we will be going to the polls again to elect the House of Representatives and one-third of the United States Senate. If you are tired of the status quo, educate yourself and others prior to Election Day. Get a copy of Liberty Council Action's Congressional Scorecard. It's yours free. Call today at 1-800-671-1776. Again, that number is 800-671-1776.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show with my guest, Dr. Bill Urban, professor in St. Pete College, as well as the Clearwater Christian College. And we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood part of this whole debacle of the Islamic threat to America, the march to world domination. And in the United States, we are seeing that the Muslim Brotherhood is utilizing what we call civilization jihad, both here and in Europe. Explain that term. We've heard it on the media sometimes. What is civilization jihad, doctor?
Well, civilization jihad is different than violent jihad. They know they can't take us down military-wise, so what they're going to do is they're going to take us down from within. They're going to use our courts and our laws against us. They are going to use our freedoms against us. They're going to claim that they need and have rights to those same freedoms we do, and they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And so we have civilization jihad. It's really taking two different forms. One form in Europe, because they've taken advantage of the European situation in which they had two devastating world wars, and this really skewed the population in Europe. Two generations of men were killed, men and women and children. And then it also created an economic desert in Europe, because they had to respend a lot of money simply rebuilding their country. So the Muslims took advantage of this and quickly came in to be that population void, to fill it with workers who would help reconstruct Europe. In doing so, they persuaded the Europeans that their polygamy was acceptable, that the Europeans would allow one man to have up to four wives, and each wife could have two, three, or four children. So we find a situation in Europe right now where Muslims are outbreeding Europeans, yes, at least 6 and 8 times, whereas in most European countries it's about 1.5 children per couple. So that's the way they're taking it down culturally in Europe. When you come to the United States, they don't yet have that advantage. Although, if you look and see what the current administration has done, they have moved thousands of refugees to Dearborn, Michigan. They are moving right now thousands of refugees from Syria to New Jersey. Now, the ones to Dearborn, Michigan came from Gaza. So they are people who are part of the Hamas movement. In Dearborn right now, the mayor, the police chief, and the fire chief are all Muslim. Four of the seven city council members are Muslim. You hear the call to prayer ring out five times a day. It is illegal for a church to ring its bells in Dearborn, Michigan. So that's one of the ways they're doing it. They move refugees from Syria. They're not Christians coming in from Syria. They are Muslims coming in from Syria to New Jersey. Our government, through the State Department, spent $770 million to refurbish mosques around the world. Why not refurbish churches here in the United States, exactly, or just feed our poor? Exactly. $770 million.
We're talking here with Dr. Bill Urban, who's been on our show twice before. He talked first time back in May of 16th on the evil within, the Islamic threat to America, and then on July 17th, Know Your Enemy, the continuing story of the Islamic supremacists and the civilization jihad, as we just talked about, as he defined it just now. And today, the march to world domination by 2020. Yeah, we're seeing already that France, and by the year 2040, will be 50% or over 50% the Muslim population, so they'll be able to control the laws and the and everything else as well, just without a gunshot, without a beheading. And in 2050, you mentioned the Muslim population of Germany will be greater than 50%, and they're going to go through the same thing. Already in we're finding out in England, Great Britain, that Sharia law is being enacted in certain parts of their country, and the Muslims are not being muted. They're not being put down. They're being feared, and so because people know that they could go to violence through this civilization jihad. Well, here in the United States, the Muslim Brotherhood, as you know, has quietly founded hundreds of Muslim organizations and networks, mostly funded by the Persian Gulf countries, and many of these groups are aligned with various Islamic supremacist or anti-American groups, as you mentioned in Dearborn and so forth. And these groups have been successful in lobbying members of Congress for the purpose of influencing legislation. They've infiltrated Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations for the purpose of domestic and foreign policies. You know, the enemy is within us. The enemy is here. I want you to bring up the idea of what are, you know, these nations we talk about, these Islamic nations, who are they? How many are there? And is it a growing number as well?
Well, if you look at the Arab Spring and the countries that were involved in the Western friendly countries that were involved starting in about 2011, Tunisia was the first one that in which the Muslim Brotherhood moved to take down the Ben Ali regime. Now, this was facilitated, or at least made possible, because the Obama administration made a significant tactical change in the way they looked at the Middle East. Prior administrations, George W. Bush, back to Reagan and Carter and others, looked at wanting to prop up those that would be friendly to us. You could argue the logic of that or whether that was acceptable, but that's what we did. The Obama administration decided that they were going to abandon or actually bring down these regimes and allow the Muslim Brotherhood to move its organizations in place. So they started with Tunisia, then it went to Egypt. Egypt was not a movement of democracy. It was a definite effort to bring Mubarak's administration down. In fact, at the time that we were putting pressure on Mubarak to resign, our ambassador to Egypt was meeting with leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood to reassure them that we were on their side. It was not going to result in democracy. It was going to result in the takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, they didn't control 50% of the Senate, but they did, or their parliament, they did get Morsi in as president. Now, some people say, look to the fact that he's out. Well, yes, he is out, but the Muslim Brotherhood is still in power.
That's for sure. And just this past week, or within 10 days of our broadcast right now, Egypt has now allied with Russia. And and Egypt, we tried from the Carter administration all the way through to have a strong relationship with Egypt, and we were building that Egypt alliance in the Middle East there. And now Egypt's saying, you know, America, you're powerless compared to what you used to be. You're disrespected. You're dishonorable. And so they're going to Russia for help. And you know that it's not just the Islamization, but also the communists that Egypt is in bed with as well. There are nations, terrorist nations, we could name them, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Gaza because of the Hamas people, Lebanon, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. And are there others that I haven't mentioned or you haven't mentioned yet that are coming on board with this world domination of Islamization?
Well, each one of those governments that you mentioned is looking for an opportunity to participate.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Bill Urban, our time is gone this time. We are going to continue. We're going to have you back for part four here of this in the near future. So to inform and to instruct and to inspire us to action, we're going to be talking about solutions. But this was a great seedbed to talk about this. Thank you for joining us on the Glenn Papp Show, Righting the Right.
Thank you, Glenn. I look forward to participating with you again.
Okay, on our third hour, join us on the military Talking with Heroes with Bob Calvert. We'll be back after these important messages on the Glenn Papp Show.
If you'd like to learn more about Righting the Right and the Glenn Papp Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Papp, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.